If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And remember, you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, but you can also find us on Spotify using Catholic Audio Media as three words. You may have to scroll down on either platform to find us, but we're there. In any case, I am here today with Olivia Pellegrino, and she is one of our cantors at the church. She's also studying for a master's at Boston University. She's a graduate of the Boston Conservatory of Music, and she's going to tell us all about her journey into the music world and her inspirations, and also her history and what suggestions she has for others who are interested in going into the same field. So it'll be an interesting week, and so we're going to turn everything over right now to our conversation with Olivia Pellegrino. And we're going to begin by listening to her tell us a little bit about herself and her history.
Yeah, of course. I am 25 years old. I'm a voice student at Boston University. I'm getting my master's degree. And I have been singing liturgical music since I was 12 years old.
Wow. And What led you along that path? What was it that you said, this is what I want to do for my life?
Well, when I was 11, 12, I was starting in the choir at John's in Virginia Beach, St. John the Apostle. Mm-hmm. And that's my home church, the church that I grew up in. And I didn't really want to sing in the choir at first. It was something my mom really wanted me to do. And I was playing violin for them for a while. And our choir director at the time, Father Jim Corey, I did a talent show kind of thing in the eighth grade, and I decided I wanted to sing Ave Maria. Hmm. And so I sang it for the talent show. I sang it for the church, and Father Jim comes up to me. He goes, Olivia, who is your teacher? And I was like, nobody. I sing in my room all by myself, 'cause I was really getting into musicals and into classical singing. And he goes, okay, we start lessons on Monday.
Oh.
So I just started singing. Around then I was probably about 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And, it's just been a lot of fun, really. But I was first getting into like musicals. Mm-hmm. I was very much into stuff like The Sound of Music and the more classical musicals.
Sure.
And I stumbled upon, I think when I was 13, a video of Julie Andrews singing opera when she was, I don't know, maybe 12. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can do that too. I want to do that.
Wow.
And it was just the most wonderful feeling I've ever had. And I stuck with it.
So we can clearly say that Julie Andrews is one of your inspirations.
Absolutely. She's wonderful. I was always watching her as a child. I was very much obsessed with The Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your other influences?
Let's think. I really love Mozart Caballé. opera singer, more in like the, you know, like 70s, 80s, old opera singer. Mm-hmm. I love Renee Fleming. I love even some male singers that I listen to, and I'm just like, wow, I'm so grateful to be doing this with my life. You know, Pavarotti. They're all of the classic old opera singers are just some of my biggest inspirations in life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let me bring up another name. Just curious if you've heard, I'm sure you have. Someone said to me, or said not to me, but online, that they were surprised that they learned that this particular actor also sang. And I was caught off guard because I know it's the other way around. The singer also acts. And that's Mandy Patinkin. He's not an actor who sings. He's a singer who acts. I think I'm sure he's done operas, but he's definitely done musicals.
Wow, because that's nuts, because I've only seen him in, like, movies. Wow. Right.
TV shows,
that's
Chicago
really
Hope.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's way up there as, you know, just a great singer. And
oh, yeah.
And these inspirations led you to pursue a career in music along with the liturgical music that you do.
Absolutely. And singing in church was, when I was young, I mean, it's still one of my favorite things to do, because it gives me a feeling of joy that nothing else can, really. Mm-hmm. There is no other feeling than being able to give my gift back to God. Mm-hmm. Because I know that that's, you know, God gave me this gift, and I am called to do something with this gift, and I'm called to give my gift back to Him.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And I've always felt that way. You know, I went to Catholic school growing up, and I just know that was a lot of one of the things that we talked about growing up was, you know, everyone is called for a vocation and everyone has a gift that they can give. And I just decided that why not make my gift my career, because I love doing this so much and I don't see myself, you know, doing anything else. And I'm very grateful that I've been able to continue with liturgical music as well as pursuing my career in opera.
Hmm. That's and of course you do a great job here at St. Anne's. St. Anthony's. I'll have to fix that in post, as the saying goes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So tell me some of your ideas on liturgical music. And we at the parish, we follow, I don't know if the word is traditional, but we follow, you know, the recommended liturgical music. And, mm-hmm. and the reason why I put it that way is I grew up with the guitars and literally kumbaya.
Ah, yes. Yes. So actually, I also kind of grew up with some of that.
Did you really?
Yeah, because down in Virginia Beach, and especially at my parish, it was a lot different. You know, I was in like the youth choir. So we had a kid playing the drums. We had a kid on guitar. We had somebody like playing the violin and the fiddle. We had like all kinds of instruments, and we did some of the more like, I guess, contemporary songs.
Mm-hmm.
Which like I definitely enjoy because it is very nostalgic for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, some people have a very different view on that, but personally, I like both. Mm-hmm. I very much am happy with doing the more, like, I guess you would say, like, classic hymns, especially some of the Latin stuff. Mm-hmm. I like doing it just because it's very... it's very like meditational, I guess is the word. Like I'm, it's for meditation and for communion. When people are to be, you know, praying, and they are beautiful melodies, the older songs. But there is like, there's also the idea of the more contemporary pieces. They're a little more catchy. They're, they bring, you know, some of the youth into it, or, you know, even some of the older people that we have attending. I mean, they probably even know those songs too, just from like, I think a good chunk of them were in like the '80s, like the '80s and nineties.
Sure. We're going to be back with Olivia Pellegrino tomorrow, and we'll be talking with her all the rest of the week, learning about her experience in her pursuit of a musical career, her pursuit of singing in church and how that affects her faith, and her pursuit of all that is involved in being someone who seeks a degree in music. So we're going to be learning about that all week right here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, where Olivia is one of our cantors. In the meantime, remember that we come to you every single Monday through Friday. And if you'd be interested in being a supporter of the program, a sponsor or underwriter of the program, please give us a call. We're located at St. Anthony Alston, so stanthonyalston.org, and you can contact us through our website. You can also contact us through catholicaudiomedia.com. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.